ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners. As you know, we are in the month of Rajab, and these are very sacred days, these are very sacred nights, and, you know, we just passed the birthday of Imam Ali alayhi salam. A very important and significant day. For that, we would like to congratulate our listeners. And today, we want to ask a question about a religious rite in Islam that is performed in this month, and that is the rite called the i'tikaf. What is i'tikaf? In order to answer this question, we can say that i'tikaf refers, this is an act of worship. It refers to staying in a mosque for a specific time, at least 3 days, along with the act of fasting. The principal pillars of this rite of worship, this act of ibadat, is obviously staying in the mosque and fasting. And other than that, no other specific acts have been mentioned for this. There are certain conditions. Obviously, for this, certain conditions for this act of worship, its permissibility, and so on and so forth. And also the conditions of staying and exiting the mosque, and so on and so forth. These have been mentioned in the acts of jurisprudence, which we don't want to get into here because this is outside of the jurisdiction of our program. The i'tikaf, it doesn't have a specific time. However, according to the riwayat, the traditions, the best time for this act of worship, this i'tikaf, is the month of Ramadan, especially the if we divide the month of Ramadan into portions of 10 days, the third portion, especially important for this and very good for this act. It is also performed in, like we said, in the month of Rajab, which we are currently in. The 13th, the 14th, and the 15th of this month is specifically, has been allocated in many Islamic countries, such as Iran, in which many of the mosques of Iran are used for the month of for the act of i'tikaf. Just to elaborate a little bit more about i'tikaf, the word i'tikaf comes from the root, Arabic root, ayn, kaf, and fe, which lexically it refers to turning towards something, orienting oneself towards something. This word has been used in the Holy Quran in a couple of places. Technically speaking, in religious terminology, this refers to staying in the mosque. Obviously, it has certain conditions, and fasting, in this time period. It should be noted that i'tikaf is something that Muslims learned from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it was also something interesting to note that existed prior to Islam amongst the Arabs. They had certain like rites which were similar to this, and it continued after the advent of Islam. This is a little some information about the i'tikaf. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the i'tikaf. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.